businesses, consumers, DGens, and even EVM maxis are all excited about the Flow blockchain. But why? It all starts with the Flow wallet, and we're going to dive into it today because it's available for iOS, Android, and desktop. As with all quality Android apps, you go to the Google Play Store, and that's where we're going to download the wallet. If you're not sure which one it is, just go to wallet.flow.com, and it will bring you to the various options for whichever operating system that you have. So this is Android. Open this up once it's downloaded, and we're going to create a new wallet. And of course, terms and services, privacy policy, all that stuff, we read that. We're going to accept. Get creative. We're going to put a username in here. And of course, you can change this at any time. I'm going to go with Nifty Business. Why not? And now we're just going to speed this up as it is creating in about a minute. And boom, here we go. Good to go. Brand new wallet. No funds in there other than that little touch of Flow that starts off in the brand new wallet. But even before I add any funds, we'll get to that in a second. Shows where my priorities are. Before I add any funds, before I back up this wallet, I am concerned about the appearance. And I have to switch this to dark mode. Ah, yes, so much better already. Dark mode for the win. So now we can secure this. We're going to back up this wallet. So as you can see, automatically, it has a tag for this device, lets you know that this is the device that I set this up with, and it has a device backup, meaning that a lot of this information is stored specifically, uniquely on the device. Now, the team recommends that you use the multi-backup. What this actually does is it breaks up all of the secure elements that gives you access to this wallet. New technology has come out that makes it much more beginner-friendly. Creating a multi-backup and tagging this information with your specific device gives new users the comfort and flexibility of being able to get into this ecosystem. Now, if you're a crypto veteran, I don't have to really explain what all of this stuff is, how it works, because you already know and you're going to make your own choices. But for brand new people coming into the ecosystem, the recommended one by the Flow team is using that multi-backup. And as time goes on, you go deeper and deeper into the ecosystem, you put a lot of assets on chain, you'll start to figure out what works best for you. In layman's terms, this explains how everything is being secured. This is a self-custodial wallet. Self-custodial simply means that this isn't on some sort of server where you log in like your centralized exchange or your bank account. This is something that is on the blockchain, but the security side of things is really between you, your device, and how you're protecting all of this information. But they make it very simple behind the scenes. Now, on Android devices, you have the option to use your Google Drive and a recovery phrase. Recovery phrases are 12 to 24 different words that are randomly generated, and they're used to generate these private keys that secures everything. So without getting too complicated, just think of it, the odds of hitting the Powerball and getting struck by lightning, I don't know, 12 times in your lifetime, that's basically what it is like using these words to generate these keys. It's encrypted and split up and all sorts of technical stuff that's happening behind the scenes. Crypto veterans know and understand this stuff. However, if you're brand new, just know that it is way more secure than your email. It is way more secure than your cell phone texting or social media account. However, I'll spare you all of the details. You can research that by clicking learn more. In order to do this, you're going to have to create a PIN, just another layer of security on the device. Now, I'm going to hop over to my iPhone to show you how similar this experience is over there. However, there is also the addition of backing up to the iCloud. So in addition to Google Drive on the iPhone, you can also do iCloud. But for simplicity and just for speed of this video, I'm just going to do the iCloud in addition to the recovery phrase backup. The Flow wallet makes this pretty foolproof. There are multiple times when you're setting this up that it's going to ask you for a PIN. You're going to set it up, you're going to confirm it, and then you're going to have to re-enter it over and over to make sure that you do have it correct. As you can see, it's going to ask you to re-enter or verify the PIN to create this backup. And once again, it's going to ask you to verify the PIN for the next step. And after this, you're going to go to the recovery phrase backup. Read all this information. It's really explaining how you are securing your account with these 12 to 24 words. And of course, verify the PIN code again. Once again, it's going to ask you for the PIN before it reveals the 12 to 24 words that's going to be used as the recovery phrase. In the olden days, well, just a few years ago, the only way to secure crypto wallets was by having this. And with this particular wallet that I'm setting up right now, I was given 15 randomly generated words in a specific order that I'm going to use to be able to get back into this. If for some reason I get locked out, I lose my devices, whatever it might be, I can recover it using this, plus all the other things that I have set up. And this is a good time to tell complete newbies that there is no scenario in which Flow or any person is ever going to ask you for this information. There is no email that's ever going to be sent to you to say that your account's in jeopardy, you need to give this information out or anything. No, anything like that, if you ever get it, is false. Well, first of all, they don't even have your email address. If for some reason you end up seeing this in your Gmail, your iCloud, your Yahoo, AOL, Hotmail, whatever you're using, it is definitely fraud. Flow, the FBI, whoever will never contact you asking you for any of this. This is your information. You'll never, ever, 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 ever be asked to share any of this with anyone. Now, the thing with a multi-backup, what makes it very beginner-friendly is that there are multiple points of redundancy, right? There is not one point of failure that depends on everything being lost. So as you can see here, my iPhone, my Galaxy, my backup with the recovery phrase, the iCloud, all of these different things are multiple points that are sharing parts of this information. It's going to be encrypted, spread out across all of those different backup points. So when it comes to getting back into this account, for example, if I lose the iPhone, there's other points of recovery. If I lose my Galaxy, there's other points of recovery. Let's say I no longer have access to my iCloud. Well, when I add my Google Drive in there, there could be another point of recovery. So multi-backup means that there's multiple ways in which the information can be reassembled, as opposed to the old school way of doing it, writing down 12 to 24 words on a piece of paper, etching it into a piece of iron, using dog tags, tattooing it, whatever you might have done in the past. Well, this way of doing it is for the uninitiated, much more user-friendly, and that is why it is recommended by the team, but also even people such as myself who has made content about securing your seed phrase. Sometimes we have to wave the white flag and say for adoption, for people to come into the system. This makes it less intimidating and more inviting. And that's it. Your wallet's all set up. Go explore Flow and have fun.